Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello, this is Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the liminal minimalism of singer-composer Aruj Aftab. Six-year-old Aruj Aftab has just become the first Pakistani woman to be nominated for a Grammy. This well-deserved honor has asked of her what greatness always requires, to thine own self be true. KEXP's Cheryl Waters asked her about the things we take with us in life.
You've said that Vulture Prince is about visiting places that you call yours and places that don't necessarily exist anymore. And you have roots in so many places, Pakistan, Boston, where you went to college, and you live in New York now. And I believe you also lived in Saudi Arabia when you were young. You seem to take a little piece of those wherever you go. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think that what's happening now is like me kind of understanding or just like acknowledging more that like the music, the art that I'm making or art in general doesn't really have to belong to like where you were born or like where you spent a lot of time. Like it can really transcend sort of like geographical location and really is about all the heritages that you inherited as you are just living your life, you know. And as someone who did sort of live in a lot of different places and also just like experience music in so many different ways with so many different people, I think that it's kind of all coming together like that right now. And it has its own personality that is kind of like not really attached to any actual place. I think that that is kind of the beauty of where it's, how it, the space that it's occupying now.
You've been in New York for a while. Is that a place that you love living, that you can see yourself being in, at least for a while?
I think so. I mean, I've been in New York for almost, I want to say 15 years. Maybe that's too many. But it's beautiful. You know, New York has always been this, like, melting pot of all cultures and all, like, every possible, like, musical hero that you can think of who's alive, like, comes through New York at some point and does a performance. And so you have access to see that or to be around like incredible musicians like Kyan Riley, like Maeve Gilchrist. Like, you know, I've met these people here and have the privilege to cultivate a relationship with them musically.
Though her parents love art and particularly music, they were cautious about her taking the risky path of that kind of career. But when the teenage Aruj recorded a cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, it went viral. She then applied to and was accepted into the Berklee College of Music. She drew in information about production, engineering, and composition to create a toolset that would allow her to express her own sound. She moved 4 hours southwest to find community and companionship in the wildly fertile New York music scene. She took from South Asian classical music and poetry and huzzles. She took from electronica, Afrobeat, samba, minimalism, and jazz. She affirmed the spiritual and healing power of music. She chose to sing in Urdu. Her stunning debut, Bird Underwater, is as singular as a fingerprint. For her second release, Siren Islands, she went it alone, recording live and experimenting. The Vulture Prince was released in summer of 2021 on New Amsterdam Records. For this performance, recorded in the KEXP gathering space, Aruj played 4 songs with guitarist Gian Riley and harpist Maeve Gilchrist. We are more than excited to present Aruj Aftab, live on KEXP.
Thank you.
Thank you.
just heard Aruj Aftab with the songs Bago May and Suror.
Live on KXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Aruj Aftab.
Thank you.
that was our live session with Aruj Aftab. You heard the songs Dia Hey and Mohabbat. Shout out to our wonderful partner station, WMSE 91.7 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If you enjoy getting more context about the artists we feature, check out the Sound and Vision podcast, in which hosts Emily Fox and Larry Mizell Jr. share two new stories each week, from artist interviews to industry news and commentary. Search for KEXP's Sound and Vision wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, check out the video of this session at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.